Ouais.
Hey, Cheryl.
Speaking.
Hey, Cheryl, this is Zach. How are you?
I'm okay. Just struggling, struggling.
Oh, yeah, why's that?
Just life as it is. That's what can I help you with?
Well, I hate to hear that. Think everybody's at a time of, that right now with everything that's going on. But I just wanted to give you a call because we had talked about your place on John Scott, and we're still interested in it.
Well, if I had a place I was going, I'd say come give me a price and we'd definitely talk about it. But right now, I don't have the next direction planned out. So I wanted to. I've had a bad year. I've had two falls in the hospital. I've had COVID twice. So it's not been a good year for me, for us. So
Sure.
it's kind of put me on the back burner a little bit.
What made you want to sell it in the first place, if you don't mind me asking?
We have two kids gone and grown. They all are in New England, and the house is too much for us right now. We're going to downsize.
Do you guys plan on staying in the area once you move?
Not sure. That's where our problem is. Not sure. We don't have a, oh, I've got to move there. Let's go find a place type situation. I love Virginia, but my kids won't be back here because of their jobs, so that's a big if. And getting older, I'd like to see. I'm only going to have one grandchild, and I'd like to watch him grow up.
Yeah, where, if you don't mind me asking, where are your kids located?
Rhode Island and Boston.
Okay. So you kind of looking to maybe move in that area?
No. Cost of living up there is outrageous.
You got that right.
So it's too much for my budget right now. I'd like to live up there just to be closer to them, but I'm not buying up there.
Okay. Well, everybody has a goal, everybody has a plan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, time is not necessarily, for anybody. It's against all of us, right? So, I know you said you want to kind of downsize, a little less maintenance. That makes perfect sense to me. If I was in your situation. And we could definitely see if we could, work something out. And if this is actually something you really want to do, we'd be interested in maybe helping you find that next place and make that, next step in that new direction. I mean, if not, that's completely fine too.
Yeah, low taxes, retirement, cost of living less, and Lynchburg has a great cost of living. So that's
Say that again.
Lynchburg is wonderful on the cost of living. So that means either us in Virginia or we're not sure yet. Where are you located?
So I'm actually in Ashland, about a couple hours away.
Yeah, I know where you are. Well, give me a couple weeks
He said give you a couple weeks.
and then went down with COVID again, and I'm having windows put in for some glass replaced now as we're speaking. Hard when you get time to catch back up and things back on the road.
Okay, so you said give you a call in a couple weeks?
Yeah. What
Okay.
company do you work with?
Company is CVA Homes.
Okay. All right. Well, just call me back in a couple weeks.
Let me ask you this, if you don't mind, real quick. What
Sure.
has changed between now and a couple weeks besides new windows?
Well, they're not new windows. It's just replacing some broken glass. I'm behind. I've been in the hospital. and I have to start with responsibility. I'm going to take care of medical appointments, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't want to put more on my plate right now than I can handle.
Completely understand that. Okay. So, yeah, how about I give you a call, you know, say maybe next Friday or something, and just check on you and see how things are at, and we can kind of go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
I wish you good health.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.